The group Lock the Gate, which has protested against coal seam gas mining, says the Queensland government has just made it much more difficult for landholders or concerned citizens to fight new resources projects in the state. The Queensland Parliament last night passed laws limiting who can object to new mining lease applications. The state government says the changes will speed up approvals and boost the economy. In Brisbane, Melinda Hulls reports.
Drew Hutton from the Lock the Gate Alliance says the laws are a step back in time for Queensland.
This is an incredibly bad piece of legislation that takes Queensland back to the days of Joe Bjelke Petersen. This is eliminating rights that Queenslanders, in fact, like most Australians, have had for the last 40 plus years.
The Mineral and Energy Resources Bill removes the public notification process and community rights to object for projects deemed small and low risk. Nikki Laws from the Oakey Coal Action Alliance on the Darling Downs says the scales have been tipped in favour of the mining companies.
This bill, we believe, was written with the resource industry in mind, with little respect for farmers, for food-producing land, for the environment of Queensland. This is basically a red carpet for the mining industry.
The LNP government has made no secret of its desire to see the state's mining industry grow, describing it as one of the four pillars of Queensland's economy. The Mines Minister, Andrew Cripps, says the mining approval objection process has been abused, resulting in lengthy delays.
These cases were a waste of valuable time and resources and are proof of the disruptive claims peddled time and again by green groups whose sole purpose is to shut down the resources sector and deny Queenslanders jobs and royalties. The government will not be swayed by scaremongering lawyers seeking to expand their client base or green groups seeking to alarm communities, but we will listen carefully to the genuine concerns of landholders.
Mr. Cripps says provisions will remain for wider community consultation as part of the separate environmental authority process, and he dismisses claims that the changes will affect 90% of new mines.
This figure is very misleading at best and more likely deliberately mischievous because numerically the majority of mining leases issued in Queensland carry low environmental risk, and much of that 90% is comprised of very small mines which must be alluvial, clay pit, dimension stone, hard rock, opal or shallow pit.
The Labor opposition voted against the bill. Environment spokeswoman Jackie Trad says the merged Liberal National Party is abandoning its rural constituents.
If there are any true National Party members left in this House, I invite them to join with the opposition and oppose this bill and stand up for the people in their constituents, in their electorates and regional landholders right across Queensland.
The government did amend the bill before it was passed, reinstating the right to object for adjoining property owners. Jackie Trad says that's not much of a compromise.
This doesn't go far enough, and it's a small, tiny, minuscule concession to the overwhelming, massive concern that was expressed not only through the government's initial discussion paper, but also through the parliamentary committee's inquiry in relation to this bill.
That's Queensland's Labor Environment spokeswoman Jackie Trad, ending that report from Melinda Hulls in Brisbane.